While there seems to be no end in sight to the plight of Rohingya Muslims in Myanmar, recent sectarian violence has left scores of them dead and forced tens of thousands of others to flee their homes and put up with appalling conditions. Now an international expert group has blamed extremist Buddhists for the bloodshed. This report takes a look at the role of radical monks in the persecution of Myanmar's Muslims. We're going to switch over to London, joined by the president of Arakan Rohingya National Organization, Nurul Islam. Thank you so much for being with us. Overall, your perspective on exactly what is happening. Now we have basically that's being said that this is being done systematically and targeting Muslims in particular. Tell me, do you think this is systematic or is it something that we had heard earlier, perhaps were groups of individuals based on long-time prejudice for various ethnic groups in Myanmar?
Thank you. For decades, you know, for decades, the Rohingya Muslims have been subjected to large-scale persecutions and genocidal actions. And the waves of deadly violence and attacks were carried out against the Rohingyas in command in Arakan by the Buddhist Rakhine extremists and militias in connivance with the security forces, government forces. And many mosques were burned on, thousands of whom destroyed, women raped, and people killed. The precise death toll is unknown then. But they estimated that 5,000 Rohingyas and Khmer Muslims were killed, disappeared, or had drawn. About 140,000 Rohingyas were internally displaced. It was a one-sided affair, not communal strife, but a systematic program under a state program to ethnically cleanse the Muslim population from Arakan. But the president, it is clear that the government is directly involved in the carnage, in the killing of the Muslim population and the ethnic cleansing. The president thinks that mass deportation of the Rohingya is the only solution and sought the cooperation of the UNHCR.
Okay.
It indicates that the Thing Sing government is officially sponsoring the policy of Rohingya ethnic cleansing. On the other hand, Burma opposition leader Aung San Suu Kyi is uncharacteristically silent in a
All
situation
right.
of injustice.
All right. Well, hopefully we'll have another discussion about the situation in Myanmar, I am sure. President of Arakan Rohingya National Organization, we appreciate you being with us out of London, Mr. Nurul Islam.